Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode, your mindful meditation, your everyday inspiration, walk and talk with Avalon. And yes, I am Avalon, so I hope you have a magnificent day and enjoy this episode. Our inspiration is in the links below. Our video is Calming Clouds. And our thought is touch the sky. Ooh, touch the sky. Let me ask you, what does that mean to you, to touch the sky? Well, I'll tell you what it means to me. Reaching up, dreaming, going for it, getting the goals, going beyond what you think is possible. You can climb to the tallest tree, but have you reached the sky? You've climbed to the tallest mountain. Have you touched it yet? Hey, you're getting close, right? That is what I want to convey to you. Go further than you're even thinking, than you're even planning. Go bigger. But don't go home. Go big. Go big. And if you don't reach all the way up to the sky, that's okay. You tried. And if it's still a goal somewhere along the lines, then go for it. If you just want to brush the sky, sometimes that's all you need. Going and reaching a little further than where you are at the moment. That you are in your goal setting for your life. Getting out of your complacency and being in the same place all the time, whether that's mentally or physically, to get beyond where you are at this moment, to touch the sky. What are you working on right now? What are you thinking about? What is the project that's been on your mind or that you're in the middle of? Is it what you want? Are you settling, or are you making it bigger? Because that's what I want you to think about, is just that, making it a little bigger. How? How can I make it bigger? Well, it doesn't mean if you're redecorating your house that you've got to spend more money, but get yourselves the things that you wanted. So if you wanted that peace that's going to last a little bit longer, get it, the better equipment. If you want to go less expensive because you're going to change the furniture in that room every day, then go less expensive. Not every day, every year, let's be honest. Get something that's going to make you enjoy it for the next year. And as the fashion trends of furniture change, you'll change it out. Versus getting that sturdy couch that's going to last and be there for 20 years and, you're going to want to redecorate. It can be different. Does that sound like touching the sky? Maybe, maybe not. But it's your environment that's going to create the joy to reach further, because your environment is so important. Your stability, where you're standing on the ground, matters. And it's going to start from you and your happiness. Now, is it always from the outside world? No. But surrounding yourself by little things and appreciating the little things around you will provide a sense of joy. And when you feel that sense of joy, you can start working on your inner joy in what matters to you most. Maybe you're in the middle of another passion project and you need your story to be told. Whether it's in a book, in art, in a podcast, you are trying to reach for the stars and you don't even know how. Don't worry about it. Just get it out there. And if nobody wants to publish, nobody wants to print, nobody wants to grab on and hang on to your genius, to your idea, go for it anyway. Make it happen. Because it is innately in you to create, and it is innately in you to be an artist of some sort, then you need to express yourself. Expressing yourself will give you such an internal high that you will reach for the sky. It will make you feel magnificent. So I encourage you to get going and express yourself. Do the things that are going to make you happy. Surround yourself with little things that are going to make you happy. And that will give you the solid grounding so that you can start reaching your hands up and grabbing your dreams and letting them float you away into the sky. Imagine all the things that you can do just by being you. You don't have to look for the approval of an outside source, because the happiness is going to come from you. And when you're happier in your surroundings, when you're happier in yourself, you'll realize you don't always need the little things that others are thinking about is so important in their lives. Because this life is about you and your drive and your goals. And yes, you can be a supporting role in a supporting cast in somebody else's life. But make sure that that happiness is purely what you want, if you want to be the supporting role versus a partnership. A partnership and a supporting role are two different things. And where you want to be in this life, think bigger, think broader, reach for the sky. Don't always stay stagnant. Leave your mark. It doesn't have to be on the world. It can just be impressions on your family. It can be impression on yourself. It could be an impression that you leave when you redecorate that room for others to enjoy as well as you. That story that you're writing down, that artwork that you're going to give as a gift, that podcast that, well, maybe just became a message to hand down to family in the future. You're leaving your mark. In big ways and in small, but it's still your mark and it's still your way to be big. Get grounded, surround yourself with little things that make you happy, get happy, find it and reach for the sky. I am here to cheer you on, to guide you, to be your motivator and your mentor. Reach out to me anytime. You can find out how in the comments below. I am Avalon, and thank you for joining me on this Walk and Talk with Avalon. Let's make this dream happen together.